Okay, we're on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. Moshe Nazir L'Nedava. If a Nazir has his karbanos, we'll see in one second, which karbanos? Extra money. So that money goes L'Nedava. Rav Chisda Omar, V'hu Shikor V'Chatoso Basov. That's if he brought all his karbanos, except for the chatos, and then the extra money was extra money for a chatos. So then, like every extra money for a chatos, goes L'Nedava. Aval ikar v'shlamim basov, moser and shlamim. But a nazir had to bring three karbanos, a chatos, an ola, and a shlamim. So if he brought the chatos last, and he brought the other ones first, and then he found out he had more money than he needed for the chatos, so the extra money goes to Nedava like any moser chatos. But if he brought his chatos, and then he brought the ola, and now he has the shlamim. And the extra money now is for the shlamim, so he brings the shlamim from that extra money. So that's what Rav Chisda holds. Or the opposite, if he had an ola last, he brought the chatos and the shlamim. And he brought the ola last, and the money was left over, vice versa, it's the leftover money from an ola, so you bring an ola. Om Reb Zeira, afilu karvu shlamim levasov, halacha achas hi benazir shriya moser nedava. Reb Zeira argues, and he holds no. That doesn't make a difference which carbon was last. As long as the money, the three karbanos, were the money was at some time mixed together, so even if the shlamim was, or the ola was brought last, you don't bring a shlamim or an ola from it. It's a special halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that you bring an nedava from money that's left over from karbanos nazir that at one time were mixed together, and then you took out for the chatos, you took out for the ola, and the shlamim is left. Since in the beginning the money was all mixed together, it's all called moser nazir with chatos mixed in, and you bring a nedava. Achas hi benazir shetia moser nedava. Special halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that if the money was ever at every time mixed together, then whatever it is in the end, you bring a nedava. To the Tachin Karatin.
What's the difference between Nadava and Ola?
What?
Isn't Nadava Ola?
And Nadava is an Ola Lekates HaMizbeach, not a regular Ola. So remember, Ola goes for a special thing. The Hushikariv Chatosu Levasov, Shanozer Mevi Gimel Behemos, Chatos Ola Ushlamin. Shehikriv Chatosu Levasov, the Hu Have Moser Chatos, Hu Dekomar, the Moser on Nadava, the Masnisen Koi. When it said in the Mishnah that Moser is Nadav, it was talking in that specific case where the Chatos was brought last, and the middle of the money that was left over was for a Chatos. Afilu Karin Shlom Lesof, and Abzera holds no. Even if the Shlomim was brought last. Kivin Shekulan Karbanos Nazir, hey? Right? Since they're all Karbanos Nazir, V'halach L'mosh Misina, Shekarbanos Nazir Moser Nadav. The Chain Hum Medazir Chavtes on Beis. Zera holds special halacha moshe Sinai that anything that's left over from any of the karbanos of a nazir, as long as they were once mixed together, you bring it a what's it called an ola, for ketzam mizbeach, goes for nedava. Okay, now see the Gemara. Masnisa Messiah Ledain or Masnisa Messiah Ledain. There's a brisa like Reb Chisda and a brisa like Zera. Masnisa Messiah Reb Zera. A brisa that says what Reb Zeira said. Elu hein mo stumin. Kol shedmei chatos misos muravos behen. Vafilu hifrish demei chatos mitocha mo stumin hein. There's a brisa that says the following. That these are considered mo stumin. Anything that a chatos misos muravos behen. Or anything, what's it called, where there's extra money. Same kind of thing. Chatos where the owner died. So normally I would say that from the chatos you, what's it called, chatos hanesos, the money that was, the person was mafrish, you, what's it called, you bring in a nedava. And the other things, the shlamim, the ola, you bring a shlamim or an ola. No, what's it called, even if you separated the chatos money, and you know exactly where that is. So that chatos mesa, the money, what's it called, should go to the Yam HaMelech. That money is, what's it called, gets destroyed. But the shlamim and the ola money you should use for a shlamim and ola. No, you don't do that. What's it called? It's still considered, since it was once mixed together, right? So they're all considered most stumim, and you don't, what's it called, you don't bring a shlamim or an ola from the shlamim and the ola, but it all has a din of chatos mixed in. See, there are takla chalitin. Ba'afilu nofla de mechatos mitocho, kagon shenifrod kashir de mechatos. You separated the amount for the chatos and kept it separate. And then the guy died. Mostum and Hain Vipul Nadova. And they go Lunadova. Alma Afagav Shikvar Hufresh Mehem Dmei Chatos, even though the Chatos money is not there anymore. But since it was once mixed in with them, Kivan Shahaya Dmei Chatos Muravin Bohem, Kach Neskabla Halacha Shem Moser Nozer Nadova, Becholinya. Whatever's left over. Now the guy died, right? So the Maisa, you bring the money as a Nadova. Same thing over here. If you brought the shlomim at the end, so the chatas money already was separated. You already brought the chatas. Still, the moser is a nedava. You don't bring a shlomim or a regular ola from the ola, because since it was once mixed together, the halacha Moshe Sinai says that whatever's left over, it goes for a nedava. That was the halacha was. So that's the brisa like Reb Zeira. That once the money was at one time mixed together, special halacha Moshe Sinai, everything, even the Dmei Shlomim and Dmei Ola, you bring an Adava. Masnisa Mesayel Rav Chisda, is a brisa like Rav Chisda. Elu l'chatosi, v'hashar l'shar nezirosi, umeis. The guy separated separate money. He said, this money goes for my chatos, and this money goes for the rest of my nezirus. And he died. So moalim bekulam v'omel moalim b'ksosim. Halacha is like this: shlamim, there's no me'ila, because it's kodshim that belongs also to the bailim. So there's no mechayim, there's no me'ila by shlamim. Ola, there is me'ila. It's kodshim kedoshim. There's me'ila by ola. So if you're nehena from part of the money, anything less than half, so maybe that's the money of the shlamim. So there's no korban me'ila. But if you're nehena from more than half the money, meaning all of it, meaning most of it, so then part of it is for sure from the Ola, then you're Moel. The low Omer in May, Shiplu Nadova, didn't say over there that if the guy died, it all goes to Nadova. Elamai, why it doesn't? What the Shlomim has a din of Shlomim, and the Ola has a din of Ola, and the Chatos has a din of Chatos, since it was separated out, even though they were mixed together to begin with, it's no such halacha that everything has to go to Nadova. She says, there's nothing here. Okay. Vashar, okay. Rav Chisda Omar. He has a different girsa here. Vashar Yovi Chetzi La'ola. Do we have that? We don't have that. Right. We don't have it. What's it called? The rest of it, half goes for an ola and half goes for a shlomim. Alma im hufresh mehem demei chatas v'nisharu demei shlomim v'asof most from korin shlomim v'hainu korin chizda. He had a girsa that said v'feirish that the rest, you're mafresh the chatas. So the other, what's left, half goes for an ola and half goes for a shlomim. And you're only moel if you're moel in all of it, but not in less than half, because maybe that's the demei shlomim, so there's no me'ila. Okay, Rav Chisda Amar Nuthi. Moser lachmo shel nozer yurkot. If you collected money to buy the lechamim that a nozer has to bring, he has to bring 20 chalas together with his carbon. So if there's money left over, you have to destroy it. Omer Rav Yossi v'yeus, and that's the proper thing. Why? La'akrivo b'fnei atzmo ein atayochol shein l'chol lechem karv li'atzmo. You don't ever bring lachmei nozer by itself. No such carbon. You can only bring it together with what's called with a carbon nozer. La'akrivo in nezirus acheres, to bring it with some other nezirus, right? He'll save it in somebody other lachmei nozer. Right, you can't do that. Einat yochol shein l'chol nezirus bo below lechem. Every nezirus has its lechem, its own lechem. So it has to be l'shein that guy. Had to be made l'shein that guy. So this one was made l'shein Ruvain. You can't give it for Shimon's korban nezirus. L'fum kach tzorich meimar moser lach moshel nozer yirkov. That's why there's nothing to do with it. So the only thing to do is to let it rot. Shein l'chol lechem. You never found a korban lechem by itself, what's it called, the lachmei nozer that you can bring by itself. It comes together with the korban. שאין לך נזירוס בלא לחם, זה מתחיל כשקיבל נזירוס על עצמו, נשחייב להביא לחם משל עצמו. Every nozer has to bring lechem of his own, not somebody else's leftovers. Okay, let's go on. Savrin neymar, hu lachmo, hu moser nesachim. We thought to say that the same halacha would apply if the nesachim of the nozer, he also brings what's it called the nesachim, together with his karbanos. So if the nesachim are left over, they also have to rot, because you can't bring the nesachim by themselves. And you can't bring from somebody else's carbon. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Boon, Moser Nesachim Kachi Kedoshim Minhun. No, Moser Nesachim have a din of all Kachi Kedoshim. The Yiplun Adava, Kachi Kedoshim that are left over, you sell them, you bring the money for an Adava for an Ola Lekitzim Mizbeah.
What can Nesachim be brought by themselves?
Well, you can't bring, which Nesachim do you bring by themselves? What? It doesn't come with a carbon?
Yeah. You can't...
Stam to be menasin, no, there are... Just like this, no, you have to bring with a carbon. Dachsuk, you have to bring with a carbon. There's no such thing as... And there aren't nisachim that are brought by themselves, but they're special carbonos, like niski amayim, or... But otherwise, it comes with a, together with some kind of carbon.
So why can't the same Eitzah be with the challah, leftover challah from the Nazir? Why can't that be sold instead of destroying food?
What?
Why can't you sell the food, the challah left over, and make the money in there and double? What's the difference?
Because it's Kodesh. What's it called? The Sochim, what do you do with them? You sell them and you... No, because here you're going to bring the result as an ol over there. There's nothing to do with it. It's usher to use. So you can't, the pidyon is also usher. So you have to throw the money into, and you can't be pulled something, or what's it called, the bread, and don't think the pidyon can help on it. It's not, you have to let it rot by itself. Who motion is nesachim, the shnei mirkabu. The same halacha applies to nesachim that you let it rot. Kachi kadashim, inhu, moser nedava. No, it's not true. And the sachim, you don't let them rot. You sell them and you bring in a dava from them. Okay. Al daite de Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bun, Shmuel aliba de Rav Chista, b'moser nesachim. Second. Al daite de Rabbi Yossi bar Bun, the Omar b'shem Rabbi Chanina. Yabchista. The same name, Rechid, the most nesachim move on the dava, however, kachi kadashim heim. Right? So, and what Yossi said, in the name of Rav Chista, that most nesachim doesn't have the same din as a lechem, but you bring an ola from it, right? Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Lazar, so then, Rav Chista, the most nesachim, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Lazar, shlosh the moment of Rechid. Then these three Amoraim said the same thing. They have one shita. What? Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chizda, Ham, the Amor. And that's what we said already. That any Kodshe Kedoshim that's left over, so you bring an Ola from that. Kodshe Kedoshim that's left over, you bring an Ola. Shmuel, the Omar, Rabbi Yossi, Ad, the Ona, Tamon, Shamis, Kol, Rabbi Yehuda, Shoel, Shmuel. We had before. Rabbi Yossi said, while I was in Bavel, Bavel, I heard, what's it called, Rabbi Yehuda asked Shmuel, Hifrish, Shiklo, Meis. Right, what happens if you're mafresh your shekel and you died? What happens to the shekel? So the shekel also is basically Kodesh Kedoshim because it's set aside for Korbanos Tzibur, which are Kodesh Kedoshim. So now what do you do with it? Omer lei yiplu nedava, goes to nedava. So you see that he holds Kodesh Kedoshim, not just the chatas, but Kodesh Kedoshim that are left over, you bring an ola. Rebbe Lezer Omer, Moser Asiris Ha'efa Shalo, the Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedid on the day that he's inducted brings an Asiris Ha'efa. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Yolichim L'Yam HaMelech. Rabbi Yochanan says that if they're left over, you can't bring them for some other day. That day, every day is a separate thing. They're left over, there's nothing you can do with it. You can't bring another carbon with it, and it's not a Chatas Menela, you let it get destroyed. And Rabbi Elazar Omar Yipulun Adava. No, since they're Kodesh Kedoshim, so you bring an Adava. So these three all said in cases of Kodshi Kedoshim that are not a Chatas, also there's a din of the Moser goes l'nedava. Not only a Chatas and an Osham, but any Kodshi Kedoshim that's left over, you bring an Ola. Omar le yipul and dove the shkolim the kachshei kedoshim boy. The shkolim go for kachshei kedoshim. The kamanas sibur. Asiris ha'efa kachshei kedoshim. Yachsi bo chatos. Right, the asiris ha'efa is called the chatos, but it's kachshei kedoshim. Okay. Mishnah. Moser shvuyim l'shvuyim. If you collected money for shvuyim, for captives, so if there's money left over, then you give it to captives. Moser shavui l'oso shavui. Both. But what's it called? If you collect it for a specific captive and that's left over, he gets that, whatever, even the extra. Right? Because people gave him, and I'll dash that this guy should get it. So even if there's left over, you give it to him. There's a shaila in the Rishonim, what the case of Moser shvuyim is. Right? There's two ways of learning. One way is, and same thing we will see by Moser aniyim. Okay? You collect it for a certain group of aniyim or a group of captives. Then some hold that in that case it's not like collecting for one, because you collect it for this group. And if there's anything left over, you give it to that group. But when is the case of Moser shvuyim l'shvuyim stam? That's if you collected stam for captives, not for a specific group of captives. Then you give it to other captives. What's it called? They asked them, what's the Moser then? What's left over? You're collecting stam for captives, there can't be anything left. He said, no, there was a certain amount of captives in the world. Statistically, and they collected for that, and then they found out that there were less captives this year, so that's called no Moser. And others learn that Moser aniyim or Moser shvuyim means where you collected for a specific group of aniyim or shvuyim. But since you didn't do it for one specific person, if there's money left over, you give it to other aniyim who need it. These ones don't need it, give it to other aniyim that need it. That's a machlokas. Moser aniyim laniyim, Moser ani loso ani. Same thing with aniyim. Same machlokas. Are we talking Moser aniyim laniyim means where you collected for stam aniyim in the world, and then you give it to other aniyim, not to the ones you specifically targeted to begin with? Or Moser aniyim means even if you collected for a certain group of aniyim and there's extra money, you give it to different aniyim. And others hold no. When you collected for a specific group of aniyim that's left over, you give it to that group of aniyim. Split it out between them. Just like if you had a specific ani and it was left over, you give it to that ani.
They were never giving it for the shvuyim themselves.
No, they're giving it to the shvuyim maisa needed that to redeem them. So each shavui has a certain price on his head. So it's basically giving it to them to redeem themselves. Right? They're basically giving it to them, except they're giving it over to their captors. Instead of giving to them that they should give to the captors, they're giving it for them. But they were zocher for that pigeon.
They're the beneficiaries.
Right, there, yeah. Exactly. Moser ha-mesim le-mesim. If you collect it from mesim, and here's the same kshayla, mesim means a specific group of mesim, then the extra goes to other mesim. Doesn't have to go to that group. Or no, a group you give to the group, and mesim means in general, you made a lakita for the sake of mesim in the world, then it goes to other nation that need it. Moser ha-meis li-yorshav. But if there's one specific mace that you collected money for whatever needs of his burial, and there was money left over, it goes to his yorshav. There's a shaila why it goes to the yorshav. The mace of the mace is not kona this money. Right? Shvuyim could be beneficiaries. But nasim l'chora are not kona. So the Rashba Taka holds, that's where Rabbanan holds, that the mace is kona the money. A mace can't be kona regular things, but money that was collected for his burial, he's kona it, and his children yarshin it from him. Others hold that it was made for the mitzvah of the mace. So the mitzvah of this mace, the children are zoche from that money. Some hold midin zechi and yerusha mamish. Others say that the Chazon Ish says it's a mitzvah, right? You wanted to do this a mitzvah with this guy, so now the yorshim, what's it called, do the mitzvah with his yorshim, because that's what he would want. Or it's an umdana, that the people who gave it, right, they gave it for this mace, they had in mind that if there was extra left over, mistama, his yorshim could be nehenna from it. The Rosh says, what happens if you collected money for a shavui, for somebody to redeem somebody, and he died? Or the same thing would be, or they let him free, for free. Or he escaped. Now you don't need the money bichlal. So the Rosh says, in that kind of case, you don't give it to the Yorshim. Because you never used any of it for him. The whole thing came out, l'mafreya, wasn't needed for him, b'chlal. In the case where you collected money for a mace, and there was money left over, so a part of it you used for that, the rest goes to the yorshim. But if it never was used for that, it comes out that it was at all, so you don't give it, and the Rashba holds that you give it to the yorshim in that case too. Since he collected al das to give it to this shavui and he died, so he was zochei. He became the beneficiary of that, and he's what's it called? And even though he's dead, he's zochei in it and gives it over to his yorshim. Okay. Reb Meir Omer Moser Hamesh Yemunech Hashiyov Eliyahu. We're not sure if the mace himself will see. We're not sure if the mace himself is happy with that. In other words, what would the mace rather have? They collected it for this mace, and somehow he's zoche, or he's the mitzvah of the mace is zoche. So the Gemara says the shayla like this: would the mace rather have a better tombstone, right? Or would he not care? He'd rather his kids get the money. What is the person more nicha with? Since he was zoche in it, either through a mitzvah or from some kind of zechia, we don't know what his das would be. Would he rather have a better burial, right? Or would he rather the money go to his children? It depends on the person. Rav Nosson Omer, Moser Hamesh, Bonin Lo Nefesh Al Kivro. Rav Nosson holds no. We know for sure the guy would rather have a better tombstone than his kids should get the money. Okay. Okay, let's go on. There's nothing on the Mishnah.
But seriously, how can we really know what value so that tombstone might have for the mace?
Yeah, we're not going to have it. We're going to see. We'll see what the value is. Gavol lo becheska she'ein lo, v'nimtza she'yesh lo. This case. Not that there was money left over. You collected money for an ani, thinking that he didn't have any money. And then you found out he's really rich. Like one says over the Yosha, the girls in seminary come, and they can these aniyim and geula can smell an American like from a mile away. And they don't let up on them. And so every time they pass them, they want, and they don't take agurot, they want dollars. So they ask, so they have to give, you know, these people, every time they pass them, is it also, you know, to... So I asked Rav Yosher, he said, there's no mitzvah to give tzedakah to people who are richer than you. He said, these people, most of them, in Geula, he said, are very finely wealthy people. That's what he said, And there is a profession. Not so much aniyim, it's a good profession. I don't know if that applies to everybody. The Gemara says it's good for the fakers because they save us from an onish, because this way we have somebody to blame that we don't give tzedakah because there's a bunch of fakers. But really, not everybody's a faker. So in any case, so you collected money, and then you found the guy has a limousine and what's it called, you know. He just likes to stand on street corners and take money. So what do?
Limousine with a shower.
Right. So at least some people listen. So Rabbi Yirmiyah thought to say, well, this is the case of Moser HaMeis Liyarshav. And Moser HaAni Liyarshav. Right? Give it to his Yarshim. Give it to the Ani. Omer Le Rabbi Idi de Chutra. So Rabbi Idi of Chutra. Name of a place. Haga Atzmacha. The low... Kavnon, Elale. No, when they collected this money, they meant this ani. They collected the money because they thought the guy was poor. Right? And therefore, now that he's not poor, it's a tosh to begin with. So he was never zocha in this money. By the mace was zocha, right? You give it to his yorshin. But over here, this guy was never zocha because it was a tosh. He was never poor. In other words, they collected for a mace and found that guy's alive. That would be the same kind of case, right? He was just pretending to be dead because he wanted a nice tombstone. So, Levisa, what's it called?
Quick insurance.
Right. Omar Lay, so he said to him, Anolo Amris Atmanolach, I never said that. How do you know it? So, Tani B'Shem Rabbi Nosson, Moser Hames, Yivnelo Nefesh Al Kivro, the Yasalo Ziluf Al Gabi Mitoso. If you have money left over, you collect it for a certain mace, so you don't give it to his Yorshim. But you make him a nicer funeral. You make a nice nefesh al kivro. Nefesh is shayla whether it means a tombstone, or it means an ohel, like, you know, a big building, or it was some kind of like memorial that they used to put near the kever, like not the tombstone. So there's three reasons why you make a tombstone. One, we learned before, that people should know where the tomb is. Another one is that people should have a place where they know to daven for that nifter or whatever, and the third reason is it's a covid for the person. It's like a memorial for him. So we'll see in 1 second, it's a nafkamina. But in any case, that's a shayla whether nefesh is, could be one of those three things. Pashtus, it's not the inyan of a marker, because not everybody needs a marker. That's not for the sake of this nesh, that's for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And tzaddikim, the charani, the tombstone, we'll see in 1 second, the tzaddikim are different, that people should know where to daven. It's not the sake of the tzaddik, so pick other people should have a place to daven. The third thing, though, that you make it as a memorial to the person, that's what we're talking over here in the nefesh. Or zilufa gadim, they used to, what's it called, spray aromatic water by the casket, because then they didn't have things to preserve the nifter, there was no smell, so this way it was more covered for the nifter to have this perfumes in the air. Okay, see the... They collected money for an ani, and they thought he didn't have, and then they found that he does have. It's like Mosra Meis, right? You didn't need it for him, so give it to his Yorshin. Same thing over here. You didn't need it for him, so give it to him anyway. Not the same thing. Collecting from an oni who's not an oni is not the same thing as having extra for a mace and giving it to his yorshim. They meant him, not his yorshim. Right over here, he didn't need it at all. So it's talking that he died. So you don't give it to his yorshim, you don't give it to Klal. They didn't give the money. If they would have known this guy wasn't poor, they never would have given anything. The chiktani, but Mashen came where they gave for the mace. They gave for the mace. It's not that if we knew they're going to collect extra, we wouldn't have given anything. No, they still would have given. So then the extra already the mace is okay. The chiktani masnisa mosra mace the yarshav hanush nisoser mimos nidvasam acher shenas etzorche mace. The amdin and daitayu the misnadvim the daiti the hachi snadvu betchila beim nishlisol ser shielad yorshav yevshel samtin. They knew that it's impossible for that exact amount, so they know whatever we'll give, whatever will be left over, will go to the yorshim. But over here, they never intended to give anything if he wasn't a nani. So he does not zoche, and if he dies, it doesn't go to his yorshim either. Anolo amar atminolei kedamriim biyama Rebbe lo shona chia menayin lo. If Rebbe didn't say it, where did Reb Chia know it from? So I didn't say this. Where did you get it from? I'm your Rebbe. Where? Okay. Yivne nefesh al kivro kolomer binyan otziu shezecher lenafsho, a memorial you make for it. Shali they can yuskar nafsho v'kavod lemeis. It's a memorial, so people remember it. The ziluf b'yayin agam itosel l'reach tov. Make a nice perfumed aroma when the casket goes by. Okay. Tani ain't podim shavui b'shav. There's also a thing over here. All of these halachas are where they made a collection. Right? The women got together and decided to collect for somebody or whatever. But if we're talking about gaboy tzedaka, official, they have the right to change anything. They collect for something, they can decide to change it to a different tzedaka, to change it to a different oni, right? Till they actually give it out, the gaboyim have a right to change things.
Is that true? Because they know
when they give it to the gabbai that if the situation changes, the gabbai has a right to change it. So when they gave it to the gabbai, they knew that's the case. Let me just see if that's the case. Right, that's a gabbaiim or a different halacha. Okay, let's go. Tani ain podim shavui b'shavui, vein govim talis b'talis. The ain memachin biard parnosim lekach. Okay, let's see the. No, there's nothing here. Okay, what it means is that you don't switch the money from one shavui to another shavui. Money was collected for one, what's it called, shavui, and now what's it called? He doesn't need it. He ran away, or he got what's it called? He dropped dead in captivity. So you don't use that money for somebody else. You give it to his yorshim. The same thing, what's it called? In Govim Talis Batalis. The same thing goes if you, what's it called, a guy, I guess, that's talking in that case, that you collected money for somebody to clothe him, and he doesn't need it. He won the lottery or whatever. So you don't, what's it called? Well, he won the lottery, so he still needs, what's it called? But he doesn't, for some reason, he didn't need it now. So, but you collect it for his sake, so you don't give it to somebody else. You give it to him, most like most we said in the Mishnah, most are ani la ani. So, let's see if that's the track of the shot. Yeah? There's no. Right. Kagon, Shirotsu, Gabai, Slokaliknos, Ksus la ani. Asurim he la hatos, Eslev hatsibor, Kilim hasinglus, Avuro Ksusi kara. That's a different shot.
Good.
Right, you don't, what's it called, fool the tzibur and make them think you're collecting for a better talis when it's not such a better talis, that they'll give more or whatever. The first one is right, the shavi, you don't give it to a different shavi. And if the, what's it called, the parnosim, that's when there's gabayim, if they see that tova satzdok is to give it, to change it to something else, they have a right to change it. That's the, what we said before about the gabayim themselves. Okay, let's go on. Rab Shimon Gamliel Omer, ain't also nefashas for tzaddikim, divrayim hein hein zikronim. You don't make nefashas for tzaddikim because their words are their zikaron. It's a bizayin to the chacham to think you need a memorial to remember him. His remembrance is his divrei Torah. Now, according to this, lechora, that would mean that tzaddikim don't have tombstones. We know they all have tombstones. So that's why they make this chilek. I don't understand, though, because by the biggest tzaddikim, you make the biggest nefashas. That's if you have an ohel, right? And Marisa Machpelah, they say Rachel Imenu had a kev matzedes kever in order that Klal Yisrael should come and daven. It wasn't to remember her; it was for Klal Yisrael's sake. So it could be the same thing goes with Marisa Machpelah. It was made specifically that people should come daven, not as a memorial to the Avos. They don't need a memorial. Divreim hein hein, what's it called, zichrona. So that's the thing. A tombstone of Vadi at Tzadik needs, because that has nothing to do with him. That has to do with not knowing where the tomb is. Then he also needs a place where people will know to come to daven by his kever. That's for other people's sake, not for his. What he doesn't need is some kind of building which is made as a memorial. But these oalim that are made by tzaddikim are not made as a zecher to the tzaddik. They're made as a place where people can come and daven.
L'chore. A lot of the ones that are there now were built by the Muslims.
Yeah, those buildings there. I'm talking about, you know, Stam
Sadiq.
Really
look like before,
right,
we
right,
don't
right.
really know, maybe.
Right, but they say this thing by Rev Rachel, that they didn't make, it's mashed that by the Avos, they didn't make these buildings. But only by Rachel. Because Rachel, it was a special thing that Klal Yisrael should be able to daven when they went into Golus or whatever. Okay.
Buried in a cave.
What?
They usually buried
yeah.
in a cave.
Yeah, but they didn't make any buildings right. over the yeah, thing. Right. Here, over the cave, like here, isn't it?
Right.
But by Rachel, they did. Kvuras Matsevas Kvuras Rachel, but there the what's it called, the Medrash says the reason was the Klal Yisrael know where to daven. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan having masmich va'azu. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't walk, so they used to carry him, or they used to support him and walk with him. Okay, all Rabbi Chiya bar Abba all Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was the one who was supporting him. V'hoyer Rabbi Lezer chamilei umetamer le mikamei. Rabbi Lezer saw him coming and he hid from him. V'omar halein tarti milayu hadein bavlo ovid bay. Rabbi Lezer was a Bavli and Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Lezer, I guess, was visiting, and when he saw Rabbi Yochanan, he hid from him. So Rabbi Yochanan noticed it, so he said, this Bavli did two bad things to me. First of all, Ovid Bey, right? Two bad things this Bavloi did. Chadid lo shol b'shloma. He didn't come and greet me. He didn't say shalom aleichem to me. V'chadah metamer, and he hid away from me. That chutzpah, right? Didn't say hello, and he hid away. He hid himself.
Why is that? Two separate things.
What? No, because first of all, even if he didn't hide himself, he should have said hello.
Yeah,
and
right.
Here, not only didn't he say hello, he went and hid himself.
So the only bad thing is that he hid himself.
No, because if he had, what's it called, if he had not hid himself but said hello, not said hello, it also would be no good. And now, not only didn't he say hello, he went to the extreme of hiding himself from me.
But isn't it more of a chutzpah to not say hello when you're not hidden? Like, that's
me. No, it could be.
The
right, no, so I'm trying to avoid coming in contact with you. That's what it sounds like. Omer le Rabbi Yaakov bar Ili. So Rabbi Yaakov Ili tried to defend Rabbi Lezer, and he said, "Kach nehigin gabon." That's the minigin bavel, right? The zeira lo shoyel b'shloma d'rava. That smaller people don't initiate a greeting with greater people. Right? They answer, but they don't initiate the greeting. So the fact that he didn't say hello to you, that's the minig in Bavel. He's a smaller person, you're a bigger person, and he was following the minig that smaller people don't. We find Medrashim that says that the Rabban Shem said to Moshe Rabbeinu when he came, isn't there Shila Shalom be'ircha? So they say over there, it doesn't mean that Moshe should have initiated it, but Moshe should have answered at least, whatever. Or it's only a minig. Halacha-wise, a Talmud is allowed to say. We also have Klokadei Dibur, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. They say, L'chor is mashma that you're Shoel Shalom. You say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So they say either that's answering, that's the answer, or Enechadami. It's only a minig in Bavel they had not to do it. But Mikra Din, you could say Shalom Alechem to your Rebbe. It's only in Bavel they had the minig not to do it.
But the answer is usually...
It's not in Halacha. What? No, Shalom Alecha Rebbe? No, but there it's Aleichem Shalom Rebbe.
In Brochas, what's something with Shalom? Hamachzer Shalom L'Rabbe?
Hamakdim Shalom L'Rabbe. I'll tell you, Enchanami. That was the meaning in Bavel, Enchanami.
Okay.
So he says that's what's it called. And he said the other thing, the Inu Nahogin Makaimin, and the second thing that he hid away from you, they're Makayim the Pasuk Ra'uni Na'arim V'Nechbu Yeshishim Kamu Amdu, that Na'arim, smaller people hide away. It's a sign of Kavod to hide yourself away out of Pachad from the what's it called, from a greater person. Omar Lahu Ma'u L'Mevad Kami. So now he wondered at what's it called. No, 1 second. So this is still part of the Taina. Let's see the Takhachar. Rabbi Yochanan had a mishmach. He had tomech v'nosi olav. Neish Rabbi Yochanan had a bal baser. He was very fat. He had amrinim bebrachos. Omit neish had a gavos einov aruchos. He had long eyebrows. He couldn't see. He had looked down to see. He had amrinim bavakama. Lo had a yochel liros haderech yelech. He couldn't see, so he needed somebody to support him and lead him around. Omrele ma'u lemev. Oh, we didn't get it yet. Okay, so 1 second. So he said, "They what's it called us?" So he said, "Okay, fine." So he didn't say hello. But he was Makayim and me, which says the what's it called, the Na'arim saw and they hid away. And Avirabah, Mechubadika people come and greet somebody. They don't hide away from him. Na'arim, fools, hide away from important people. He says, no. So now he showed him that's not true. Omar Le Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi now wanted to defend Rabbi Lezer, and he said the fact. 1 second. Omar Lahu, Mahu le Mevad Kame Dadura Tsalmi. Mevar, are you allowed to walk past an idol? Or should you bedafka not walk past it? Omar Lay, so Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Mat Polikle Yakar? Avor Kamoi, the Samayenoi. What, were you giving him, covered by hiding away from him, not passing by in front of him? Mashma, that you're choshish for this idol or whatever, that you're giving you covered by not passing in front of it. Because so pass in front of it and put out its eye, like not mevaze, right? If you're choshesh for passing in front of it, it's like you're giving it covet. So to pass in front of something is giving it covet, and hiding what's it called? Not just the opposite. Not passing in front of it and being choshesh not to pass by it is giving it covet. Pass by it and treat it as if it doesn't exist. If you say that hiding from something is giving it covet, because you show that you're afraid of it, wow, and hiding from an idol shows that you're afraid of it, and therefore better just to pass by and ignore it, then Reb Lezer did the right thing. By hiding from you, he showed that you're, Mechubetik, he's afraid to come, what's it called, in front of you. Right? So he gave you covet. So don't have tainus that hiding from you was not a covet, it was a covet. He says, "Va'od, okay, you answered the two things. I don't have time to for that." But va'od ha bavlo, the lo omar va'od avid ha bavlo, the lo omar shmeit the mishme. He said, "What's it called?" He also said something over, not in my name. And what's it called for that? That's the third thing. And that you don't have any answer for. Right? He said something over, and he didn't say it. I said it, and he didn't say it in my name. Nichnasu l'fanav Rebami v'Ravasi. So Rebami and Ravasi came. They also wanted to protect Reb Elezer. Amrullah, Rebbe, Kacho Yamaisa Visakneshish Shal Tarsoyim. the Nagar Sheesh Brosh of Gusra. Okay, we'll continue with this tomorrow, but we're going to bring a raya from him that he shouldn't get angry at Rabbi Lezer, because one time, what's it called, somebody did get angry and it, terrible consequences came from it, so just leave him, forget about it. Right, the two things he did that you were upset about, we already showed you it wasn't anything to be upset about. His minig wasn't to give shalom in Bavel, so just following the minig of Bavel, and hiding from you was covered, right, because he showed that he was afraid of you. And the fact he didn't say the halacha bishmecha, don't make a big deal about it, because when somebody did make a big deal, terrible consequences came about. That was the next number.